Thursday, MR Shir 129. We apologize for the brief break. Bezer Hashem, hopefully we're back on schedule. We're holding the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Lam Natseach Ala Shminis Mizmor LeDavid. Chazal say this is a hint to the Milah. Chazal say David HaMelech said this capital when he remembered he was in the Beis HaMerechatz and he realized he didn't have a mitzvah. He was Aram B'lai Mitzvah and he remembered the Milah and he said Lam Natseach Ala Shminis Mizmor LeDavid. Chazal explained it's a hint to the Milah that was given Bishmini on the 8th day. So that's how Chazal understand it. The Pashup Shat, Rashi says, Al Hashminis means that it's a capital that David HaMelech used to say with a harp that has 8 strings. Usually a harp has less than that. A kinar with 8 strings is this Al Hashminis. And the Sfarim say that there's a hint over here because the number 8 is always Lamalam and Ateva. 7 is Besei Chateva. Like, for example, the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. 7 times 7 is all Besei Chateva. Shavuos is the 50th, is above Teva. 8 is always above Teva. So this kapitel is in the Kinar Shel Shmoina Nimin, a harp that has 8 strings, which is a remez, that it's a shira, a song that David HaMelech sang that represented Los Lavai. And that's why it's called Al Hashminis. We're going to see in this capital it discusses the Churban of the Rishayim that is going to happen in Los Lavai. So either it's referring to Milo, which also demonstrates Lamalam and Ateva, same concept, or it's referring to the number 8, because it's 8 Nimin. But the point is, this: the message of this capital is a message that David HaMelech is saying regarding Lamalam and Ateva, regarding the Hanhaga of Lasad Lavi.